Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Christine.
And you know, it was 5 years ago, right around this time, that there was a story that we covered that was very, very sad. And I think it really shook up a lot of people. And that had to do with the death of Amanda Russell. Tell me a little bit about that.
No, you're right. It's about almost exactly 5 years or so ago that Amanda Russell, a 32-year-old nurse at Beth Israel, who was out jogging in Hanson, was hit by a vehicle that was being operated by a Kathleen Vitello. And during the course of the investigation, I mean, this poor woman was on the other side of the road. She was struck by this motor vehicle. She passed away. Vitello subsequently pled guilty to manslaughter. And she, of course, during the course of the investigation, it was determined that she had been tested positive for methadone, Adderall, Xanax, and Valium at the time that she was operating the motor vehicle. And so she basically took a young, vivacious woman out of the prime of her life and just, you know, really, it's especially at that time of the year, this time of the year, really took it away from her family. And now that this operator, this motor vehicle, is up for a parole hearing on Monday, shorter than the sentence that she should have been doing. And we'll be opposing that on Monday.
When you oppose something like that, do you actually get up and speak about why you think that there should not be or should be a parole, or do they just go by written comments?
This is a non-lifer case, which usually we'll get those for juvenile lifers, and we will have an opportunity to be heard physically. But as a result of COVID, we're not. Although the family is going to be going to the hearing, we're not invited to the hearing per se because it's not a life felony. The woman, when she pled guilty back in those many years back, she got 6 to 8 years state prison. And I think that especially at this time of the year, you know, as we try to deal with the issues that go on every single day and trying to keep people safe on the roads, I think we have to remember, you know, the impact of the community, the impact of the victims in this case, the impact of the family and the destruction of life of this poor woman. You know, all too often we are treating defendants as if they are victims, and victims are becoming invisible. We need to make sure that the victims have a voice. I am hopeful that the parole board will say no to this, make this woman do the time that she should do, and make us also, let people understand that you're accountable for your actions. And if you choose to get behind the wheel, if you choose to drive with these drugs in your system, you know the risk that you're taking, and we're all taking that risk as a result of it.
And the victim, Amanda Russell of Hanover, she was very well known in the community. Will people who were her friends and family, will they be presenting letters or writing letters to that board? Are they welcome to do that?
Well, they can. My understanding is that the family is going to be, will be physically present. A number of families, including her children, she had two children, can be there, and anybody can submit whatever impact this has on them for the committee to make the determination. So, like I said, I've sent a letter because of the fact I'm not allowed to go for a variety of reasons. But like I said, I think that this is something that we should remember, that, you know, these people had lives, they have impact, they had made differences in our communities. And the fact that somebody wants to get out of jail early, the fact that it's Christmas, should be irrelevant. We need to make sure that we hold people accountable. And I'm hopeful that the parole board will deny this. And I hope that everyone else during the Christmas season also is safe and drive safely and make sure that everybody can stay safe during the holiday season.
And as I seem to remember, wasn't she a nurse who lived in Hanover and was actually out jogging to prepare for something?
She was a nurse from Hanson who was actually out jogging to get ready for, she was going to run in the marathon and raise money for a charity. So nothing but a good person doing the right things, trying to make sure she can help her community, and to have her life taken away is a tragedy, and we need to remember her, and we need to remember the victims in these very terrible cases.
And that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.